Welcome to another episode of Diva Court. I'm your host, Marsha Mignot, and with me is my co-diva.
You're not going to say my name? That's fine.
Dana Smith. Government names.
We here, y'all. We here.
It's nighttime, which is the right time for you to keep your cell phones up so you can see all this beauty. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you with the black and white. According to my co-diva, it's Church Lady Vibe.
Church Lady.
So before we get to the church announcement, we want, ladies and gentlemen, for you to find us on Spotify. Apple Podcasts.
Apple.
And Google Podcasts.
Google. I feel like I should get paid. Google wants me to say that. Like, Google us.
They want you to stop.
I think they want me to.
Find us every Wednesday on YouTube where we push them out real good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your phones off. I know it's almost bedtime, but we got some live edutainment for you. Coming out the blocks is the Trump Manhattan criminal trial has started jury selection. What's your take, Diva?
I think they're wasting judicial resources.
Don't you think they have taxpayers they can go get some more money from like they always do?
No. Well, I just think that there's a case pending in Supreme Court that is like, can we prosecute him? You know, can he be prosecuted criminally? Like,
he's got so many criminal charges, though. I know, I think the one in the Supreme Court.
If the Supreme Court says that he cannot be prosecuted criminally.
No. I don't think that applies to this case. The case in New York is about misuse of campaign funds to pay a porn star hush money.
That's again? I thought we already went through that one.
No, that's not over yet.
Didn't the Michael Cohen go to jail for that?
No. He went to prison for his part.
Oh, so they had to wait till he got out of the office before they could prosecute him?
Who? Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I guess they waited. I don't know why they waited. But remember, it's not uncommon for somebody to be charged so long as they're charged within the statute of limitations.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that particular case happened when he was going through the...
When he was running.
If this is all justice and the legal system working, it's just a coincidence.
Let me tell you something.
These cases are happening all at the same time. Every time he's running.
That he is giving attention to what people across this country have been asking attention to be paid to.
The judicial system.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, nobody cared when it was African Americans and people of color who were receiving the brunt. Now.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you got a conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, she got a conspiracy. Here we go.
But it's related. OJ Simpson died. Did you know that?
So did you think it has something to do with a conspiracy?
Yes. So OJ Simpson died, right? He went through the judicial system and was found not guilty. And even on his death.
Well, pause for a second. Although they said that the system works, because OJ got a not guilty, they said it didn't work.
Right, he guilty. And they was like, he didn't make a deathbed confession.
Why would he make a deathbed confession when he was found not guilty in a court of your law?
Why would he make a deathbed confession when he already released a book about it?
Is that not a confession enough?
I honestly still don't really think
if
did
I did it.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he did it.
Now
there you go. I'm with you.
But he didn't. And then when you have to plant evidence.
Try to get a conviction?
That says you don't have enough evidence.
That's why I am not 100% pleased, that Donald Trump is, under the laws of the state of New York, getting prosecuted so that he can experience the judicial system and what it feels like for the people who have been complaining, like the Central Park Five. You remember those?
I did.
Those people were complaining that the judicial system unfairly treated them and convicted them. And what did Donald Trump do in New York? Took out an ad. Took out an ad regarding how
tainted
we should.
Jury tampering.
Hey, took out an ad against the Central Park Five and was arguing for the death penalty for those young men. Mm. Only to find out that they were innocent and they were wrongfully convicted. So I am pleased that Mr. Trump is getting a taste of the judicial system.
So they find him not guilty. Are you going to say he was not guilty? I was trying to pick my words. No. I didn't want to say innocent because I know you was going to wrap me up.
I am going to join the OJ non-supporters and say, guilty, and I need a death penalty. No, I need a death confession.
A deathbed confession.
A deathbed confession.
I was watching something, and it was like, just because the woman who, you know, got cancer and confessed on her deathbed that Emmett Till didn't do it does not mean that
everybody is going to give a confession.
Doesn't mean that that OJ was going to.
Nah, you're not getting that kind of confession. That's to me, that's a, I don't even understand who would think that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, people think what they want to think. But yeah, the trial started.
They don't, you know, they be holding on to OJ so bad. But what about Casey Anthony? She killed a little baby white girl.
No.
She didn't.
She was found not guilty. Notice I didn't say innocent. I didn't say innocent.
But they not holding her to the fire.
She was found not guilty. Yet, where is the death?
Where is
she? Maybe they'll ask her for a confession.
Maybe
they'll ask her for confession.
Maybe.
We have to wait because she's still alive somewhere living her life.
They don't mess with her.
No, I haven't heard anything about her. Nobody's chasing her.
Nobody's suing her. No parent.
Nobody's suing her for the money.
Right.
Nobody.
Is she making? Did she offer like a movie deal to make it?
I don't think there's even anything barring her from getting a deal. Because, you know, sometimes when you're in the judicial system, some courts will have the opportunity to bar you from profiting off of what they believe was.
Listen,
that
if you ran me through the mud and I am, I come out with a not guilty, I had to pay these people.
I need a book.
I need to write something.
But right. You know, the Goldman family, based on the reports, got the proceeds from whatever sales the book had.
Right. From what I heard, out of the $3 million, he got $100,000.
Not even just the proceeds; they got the complete, rights to the book.
Now, I don't know because he moved to Florida, where
no. They get, once the court orders and gives it away to them, it's theirs. They own it.
But what about? I thought this was like a real legal argument that he moved to Florida because Florida doesn't allow for judgments to affect you in a way?
No, if the person is saying he had all his stuff in trust, then trust is judgment proof.
I have to look up. Can you look up that about
Florida? Because trust.
Because he moved to Florida because there was something about moving to Florida which shielded him.
But he didn't die in Florida. He died in Arizona.
I know, but what I'm
saying. So why would you leave? Because they could get you if you leave Florida. Well, he didn't stay there, so that doesn't make sense.
Maybe he prolonged it so long. But it's something about living in Florida that
I think they confused.
Look that up to say about OJ moving to Florida. Does it prevent some type of judgment?
That argument is valid, but it would be valid for every state if he has a trust. Because remember, that's why people put things in trust.
I get that.
Because once it's in trust, it's judgment proof.
Listen, you know.
And you know that man had a lot of stuff in trust.
Ron DeSantis is in.
The Satan.
So. You know, Florida do things a little bit backwards.
DeSantis? I don't think DeSantis is changing any laws in Florida. Yeah, I don't believe that. That's far-fetched from me. My knowledge of how the law works, Okay. Everybody would move to Florida.
It was something about moving
to
Florida.
You lose a judgment.
It don't affect his pension or, like, you can't take his...
From his attorney, he said he moved to Florida running away from his past, trying to seek tolerance and... tolerance, golf courses, lenient Florida laws, and shielded from his assets.
Right.
From the parents who accused him from killing the children.
Yeah, his assets is shielded.
So what's the shield? That's look up. We got homework to do. Got homework to do. Remember, we're following up on the attorney in the Ahmaud Arbery case that was prosecuted. Yep. We're following up on the attorney who told the guy to hide evidence.
Are you writing these things down?
We need a producer to write this list because we cannot write this list.
Are you writing
and
we're going
to follow up on the laws in Florida to see if you get a judgment against you. Listeners, you need to run to Florida. Make a run for the border.
Go to Florida.
You got to move.
I know in New York, they can't take away your homestead. Is that everywhere or just... A New York.
What are you talking about, homestead?
So okay, so what's your boy name with the die, the lie, the die,
Giuliani.
Yeah, they said that he couldn't if he would have sold his property, then something about him and his home.
So you're doing more homework. I'm not helping you with that, but Donald Trump is. You know, jurors are smart because some of the jurors are saying, I can't be fair and impartial. Think about it. Why would you want...
Be on the jury?
No, because he's going to put a target on your back. Because remember the judge had to admonish him, I believe it was yesterday or during the jury selection, because he was mouthing something that they could hear against the juror because the attorneys were questioning some posts she had made about Trump. My MAGA will get you. Right. So the judge was like, MAGA! You will not intimidate anybody here. And told his attorney, speak to your client, because he will not intimidate these jurors. So people were like, no, I can't be fair. I think he's guilty of sin. That's the best way to get out of jury duty. So you don't have to do it. They've selected 7, though. So far, they have a panel of 7. Not bad. Not bad for the week one. I thought they wouldn't have anybody week one. Remember, Young Thug's case. It took like 10 months before they could get a panel.
That's crazy.
So
they was going through juries like that?
Like that. People were like, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my family at risk. I'm not moving. I don't have the money for security. I'm not going to be a target. I'm not. Y'all not going to climb my house.
And did he kill somebody?
Who?
Young Thug. Is he charged with murder? No, I'm definitely not doing it.
No. I mean, think about it. You're talking about a gang. That means they're more than 30 deep. If what the prosecution is saying is true,
right.
Think about
then
this.
I know.
If what the prosecution is alleging is true, you would hope they're not telling the truth and that these are just young black men that are making rap music.
About your Florida asset protection laws, we're going to just quickly go back real quick.
Go right
They
back.
Protect homestead. They protect wages. They protect retirement accounts. They protect life insurance and annuities, and they also protect limited liability companies and trust from... what do you call them?
Enforcement?
Yeah.
Judgments.
Lawsuit judgments. So those are the places that are protected. So they mean if you do get a judgment, you can't pull from those areas.
So you can't take it out my wages. You can't garnish my wages.
Or my retirement.
You can't take it out of those areas.
So where are you going to get it?
If you have a second home. That's your homestead.
If you have a second home.
Oh, I can take that.
You can take that.
Okay.
So
okay.
You can't take the primary residence.
So I know to buy one house in Florida. I know to make sure my paycheck
goes to Florida.
I got to drink to that.
Did I tell you?
I got to drink to that. Because a trust is all I need. I don't really.
You just need to move to Florida.
But remember, these laws are subject to change depending on who's in charge.
That is correct. So it sounds like a lot of rich people live in Florida.
A lot of criminals. A lot of people who be doing some dirty shit.
Hey, you do dirt, you go to Florida.
Listen.
So it looks like Mar-a-Lago ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. That's why he, listen.
No, that's why he went back to Florida.
That's why he went back to Florida. Listen.
Because Trump Tower is not in Florida, sir. I know that.
Listen to this, though.
And look, the AG is clamping for it.
If they were ever going to change the law, it would have been for OJ. They not changing that law.
They could not.
They want to get rid of OJ. They
said no. We cannot.
They
spite.
Arrested him in Vegas.
We cannot cut our nose off to spite our face. Hold on a second. I got a few judgments they're trying to collect against me.
They probably had
OJ moved here. So and I don't want to leave. Right. Thank you. No. They can't change that law. Yeah. So that's.
Oh, does that mean
there
that
you go,
can't
listeners?
Sue Disney?
Now you know.
Is that what you can't sue Disney?
Now you know.
You can't collect no money from
Disney. If you're getting your paycheck from Disney.
You can't sue.
Disney say, hey, you can't come. Don't come here because we're not going to let it happen.
Because I'm pretty sure that's an LLC in some
Speaking of the Trump, since we own that topic, Trump shows up, listeners, in a black community at a Chick-fil-A, and there were a bunch of young black people who were working there that was lined off, ready to greet him. And And I don't understand why they look like that in the video
like,
shot.
Look like what?
Well, normally when I walk into a Chick-fil-A, I usually don't see a military line.
You ain't the president.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You, who are
well,
you?
Well, I mean, I thought we were just...
Are you?
I guess not important.
You ain't nobody.
So I might have to write a letter to Chick-fil-A like, and say.
Because Chick-fil-A got excellent customer service. Wait, y'all ain't lined up to say hi
I
to
want
me?
Y'all to line up when I come in there. Look, listen. I have bought a lot of milkshakes. In fact, more than 30.
You ain't buy 30 in one city.
I bought more than 30.
You ain't bought
maybe
30
not in
one
city because I couldn't find 29 other people that wanted it.
True. When they had that peppermint one, that peppermint
hey,
one
that's
hit.
Popping, okay?
That peppermint one
but watch
hit.
Your blood sugars, because that will get your toes God. Cut off when you're 60. That's too much sugar.
So wait, there was nothing about that that I thought was weird.
I think you said that there was somebody who posted something about pandering. I think that's pandering.
I'm not saying that it wasn't pandering, okay. But it's a typical
you're saying that
situation.
other people pander too.
Oh,
so,
and we have clips. But
that's pandering.
But, no, but
that's
no,
pandering.
No, no,
that's
no.
How you get a black
no.
vote. Talk about you, chicken and milkshakes.
Let me tell you. Now, this is about to be a little racist.
A little?
Just a little bit.
I think it's going to be a lot.
Now, Chick-fil-A is universal, right? He went to a Chick-fil-A. It happened to be in Atlanta. And Atlanta is a majority black city. So, of course, there's going to be black people. The president comes. Of course, they're going to line up. Like, I mean, you line up for the president because it's – no matter
could
what
we get the white
is.
Manager okay. to come out on the line?
No, no, no. But Biden went to the cookout.
No, but you know what? Cookout ain't for us.
No. Mm-mm. Listen.
He would have to go to a Popeyes. If
no,
Biden
no,
went to a Popeyes,
no, no,
then I'd be
no,
like, yes.
No, no. I get the Popeyes.
The
I
Secret
get...
Service is like, I can't protect you here.
I get the Popeyes.
Remember, but, they were shooting at Popeyes look, for the sandwich,
they,
okay?
They would be like,
wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute.
This is what I'm saying. Where are all the cookouts located at?
In the north, because I had never heard of none.
Oh, there's one right around the corner.
Yeah. You never heard of cookout?
It's in North DeKalb.
No, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right. That's
it's
what I'm saying.
It's not in the black
I'm
neighborhood.
I'm not saying in the hood. I'm saying in black communities.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to really panda, find a Popeyes.
What I'm saying, no. I'm not saying that it has.
He
not,
went to Chick-fil-A. Biden should have gone to Popeyes.
You're missing what I'm saying. Chick-fil-A is everywhere. Cookout is only in certain communities. And those
that's not true. Because the cookout is in the white neighborhood that I know of.
It's everywhere, honestly.
I don't see cookout.
They've been.
No. I've never seen a cookout.
And here's the double entendre. It's called cookout. So Biden's at the cookout.
Well, let me tell
you
something.
Saying?
You want me to make it funny?
You
want me to make
I'm
it funny?
Do you wait? Do you get the joke?
No,
do you
I get the cookout joke because black people have cookouts. The only people that have
and
cookout.
They always white people. They always invited
have
to
have
this white person.
Eaten at a cookout before?
You said what?
I haven't had cookout.
I guess
before.
They used to call it a barbecue.
No.
We call it a barbecue. We don't call it a cookout.
So black people say
that must be a northern term.
No, it's just the saying.
In the south, you say barbecue.
No, I understand that, but it's the saying now. What the saying is that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this white boy, oh, he can come to the cookout because he dance nice or he sings right or he cool with the black people.
That's the joke.
It's the joke.
Okay.
You can come to the
cookout.
So I'm
going to give you a better joke.
No.
Oh,
just
okay.
Let me land it
okay,
first.
Land it.
So the double entendre is that Biden went to the cookout. He's the white man at the
to
cookout.
To pander.
Right, to pander. Like,
well, I have news for him. Right. If you're at the cookout, those jokers can't vote because they felonized already. That part.
Well, you know who else was pandering? Your girl, Kamala.
I agree with her pandering.
Oh,
I like it because I want those black young actors to make some money.
They
you see how,
young.
Do you see how old they look?
They're not young.
Do you see? What are we talking about, listeners? Let's let you in on a story. So A Different World is supposed to be coming back in the older version because everybody's grown now. And they went to the White House and did a little clip with Kamala as part of the promotion to get the show back out. Just like Martin is coming back and they're doing promotions. Or Bad Boys and people do promotions. Or you're writing a book and you come on TV and you promote because we want to make our money back. Because people who are publishing you and putting their money behind you and the publishing company and the producing companies, they want their money back. So I don't have a problem with the goal.
I didn't know.
That wasn't benefiting her. She's already vice president.
I didn't know.
It's benefiting them because the show
is. Is she going to be vice president next year?
We don't know.
Is Biden putting her on the ticket is what I'm asking.
We don't know. He might take her off since y'all don't like black women. And I'm talking about black women.
Okay. That's it. I'm I'm not having that conversation. But so, anyways,
chicken shoes, no, mugshots, and milkshakes. Wait, Donald Trump is at your Chick-fil-A.
When I saw it, I didn't know that A Different World
was trying to come
was
back.
Coming out.
They need the money.
I get that now. But what I saw I'm online. I seen that the Trump was at Chick-fil-A. I said, okay, I see you, Trump, at Chick-fil-A.
And then you saw that pop up.
People lined up. I saw Biden at the cookout. I said, oh, Biden.
And then you saw the Different World video.
And then I see the Different World video. I said, if this is not pandering for votes for black people, like, black people have to be the dumbest voters ever that, oh, look at this. Look at A Different World. You like A Different World. Different World's in the White House. Shaking hands with Kamala. You should vote.
It just seems like y'all don't know how to take advantage of pandering.
What I'm saying is, or
maybe we need to go to Pander School.
Look at Chick-fil-A. No. You black. You like Chick-fil-A. Look at him being nice to these young black kids. You should vote for Trump. Yeah, look at the cookout.
I'm gonna be up in there with Trump to go get some of free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
He said, give him 30 shakes. Said we're gonna give some.
No,
of
what I'm saying is, I put all these political.
Let me tell you something. You know why?
I just don't ever get to finish.
You know why it works. Never. You know why you on point.
You guys, I just.
Oh, you don't want me to say you on point. Okay.
I just.
She's wrong,
to finish.
Listeners. She's
That's
wrong.
Fine. I can be wrong. I just
finish wrong.
Can I finish my sentence?
Okay.
Marsha, may I have your?
No, you may not.
Okay. Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I saw a clip on Judge Judy doing that. No, but I'm telling you. I agree with you because you live in a society now. Mm-hmm. Nobody reads. Nobody's reading.
What do you agree? You agree with?
So I agree with you.
Since I didn't get to finish.
Because you just said, could it be that easy that all I have to do is show up at a Chick-fil-A and order 30 milkshakes and get your vote? Or I could just show a clip of A Different World and get your vote. Okay. Or I could just show up at a cookout and get your vote. Right. Could it be that easy?
I could say hot sauce in my bag and get your vote.
And that's my point. Crazy. The reason why it is that way, and I agree with you, it shouldn't be that easy, is because nobody's reading. When I say I'm going to put on my website 3,000 pages of what I'm going to do if I'm elected your president, and you don't go to my website and read not one page, then I can come and show up in your cookout, and I can come and do your little Different World clip.
I have a yes or no question for you. You're on the hot seat. Are you ready for it?
No, I'm not running for president.
You're on the hot seat. Are you ready for the question?
I'm not running for president.
So are you denying the question?
So the answer is no, okay. I'm not running.
All right. All righty then.
All right, listeners.
Ask the people if they want to hear my questions.
No, they don't want to hear your questions for me. Rust Armorer. Listeners, if you want to hear some questions.
We will check back with you before the end of the show.
Before we close the show.
Hopefully I remember.
She won't even remember what the question is. The Rust Armorer has been sentenced, and she has gotten the maximum. 18 months.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I think that is ridiculous.
She better appeal.
I think she was a scapegoat. Don't you still ask the question, how did a live round get to the set?
Mm-hmm.
That question is still not answered. It wasn't answered after a whole week of trial.
What idiots are in these juries?
I don't know.
You
know what? The same ones that you can get your vote if you show up at the Chick-fil-A.
Wait.
The same ones if you show up at a cookout, you can get my vote. The same ones if I watch a Different World clip.
Are
your jurors.
Can they ask the question, like, how did the round get to the set?
Not in every state. Not in every state. Some states allow jurors, listeners, to ask questions while the trial is going on.
Mm.
Some states do not allow that because the states that don't allow it are of the belief that a juror should not be deliberating or thinking about any decision until all the evidence is closed.
How is it in Georgia?
Georgia don't let you ask nothing.
So if the evidence is closed, can I then ask, how did the bullet get to the
You can ask juror questions, but you're only going to get a response like this. The evidence is closed. You have to decide this case with what we've already given you. You cannot reopen the evidence.
And that creates reasonable doubt for me.
Well, it should, but it doesn't for people. What people do is, okay, well, they're guilty. The state didn't prove it. I had more questions, but you're guilty. I guess I got to vote guilty. Let me go home. It's Friday.
Your outfit was fire. Let me tell
you something. You are scared crapless on Fridays. Because once a juror has spent a week and has missed a week from work, or if they're on their own business and they want to get back to their business because, or they have childcare issues, or, trust me, Friday roll around, they'll take a vote and give you a guilty. Friday verdicts. And in fact, it's been my experience that some prosecutors will try to stretch their cases out as a strategy so that the case doesn't go to the jury until Friday.
Isn't it easier just say not guilty so we can leave?
That's what they should say. Because if you're asking questions, that means the state, who has the burden, listeners, has not proven the person's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
I really, like...
desperately to get on a jury.
Father.
Not happening.
All in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Can I get on a jury, please?
I want to experience it. I want to be on a jury so bad.
You do not. It's stressful. It is high stress. I've had jurors where we could hear them fighting.
I like that.
We could hear them fighting.
Do you know that they didn't know how the bullet got to the set? If they didn't answer that question, I'm not throwing this woman in jail. It was not her fault.
They would
like
say, can we call in the alternate? Because this nut got to go home.
We're going to stay here and we're going to get it right.
We need to send a note out to the judge that this one has spazzed out.
And
we need an alternate.
I'm scared.
No, what's funny,
Your Honor,
is
it's all about the justice.
You know when you talk about scared? When I was in court the other day, maybe about 3 months ago, and I was there on my case, and the jurors were already deliberating on the case before my case. Mm-hmm. And they had a question. And the foreman sent out a note to the judge, and the judge brought the foreman into the courtroom to ask about the note that the judge had gotten. Mm-hmm. So we had to back off and let the attorneys who had tried that case take the table so that the questions could be asked of the foreman. Mm-hmm. So the foreman comes out, and she's a blonde. And she had passed a note to the judge that there was a juror that she believes was not properly deliberating and was not impartial in their deliberations. Mm. So the judge was like, wait a second. You're using a legal term in describing what's going on. Mm-hmm. So do you think this juror is not deliberating? She was like, nope, I don't think the juror is deliberating. So the judge said, okay, I'm going to send you back. Send the juror out. So the juror comes out. And speaking of scared, because you made that comment, that's why I thought about it. It was an older black man. Mm. And the judge said, sir, it's my understanding that you no longer are deliberating. He said, who told you that? He said, no. So the judge said, so you are participating? He said, yeah, I'm participating. So the judge said, so you did not refuse to continue to deliberate with the other jurors and talk about the case and the evidence and your position? No. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to send you back. Mm. So the judge sends him back. We're sitting in the gallery watching this. Yeah, it's very interesting. Hey, we were on the edge of our seat. So the judge brings the foreman back out. She comes back out, and the judge says, okay, ma'am, first of all, I'm going to tell you I've questioned the juror, and it sounds as if the juror is participating in jury duty, although he may not be
participating the way
you like. And I just wanted you to know that there's no such thing. You used a legal term, impartial, and that's not a term that's used for a jury that's deliberating. He gets to bring his ideas. Right. He gets to bring his common
sense. You're using legal terms. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The judge was like,
he posted impartial because he has an opinion.
That's what we ask you to do as a juror, is to bring your common sense with you into the process and think about your experiences in the real world that causes you to believe that the evidence either proved one thing or didn't prove the other. So, ma'am, I'm going to ask you as the foreman to just back off a little bit and let everybody get a chance. You're a little bit heavy-handed. So y'all go back in there and deliberate again. We did not get another question. Mm. But I wish I could stick around. I wanted to wait so bad.
Is that where you could find out?
I guess I could call the judge's chambers and ask, because I know what date I was there. But that was interesting to see that she felt.
It was a murder case?
It was a murder case. It was a murder case. But listeners, I don't believe this armor.
This is what she really should have said. Your Honor, he ain't doing what I asked him to do. we done went through this boat several times.
I told him how this should go.
I told him I got to get my nails done.
And you running out the clock.
We running out the clock.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's crazy.
But this armor, 18 months on this young girl for a set that she really couldn't control. You have a big star like Alec Baldwin.
You got notes like somebody might be hurt.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just don't think, I know she's the armorer and I know she's responsible for the weapon. So say for example, live rounds was allowed on set and she didn't catch a live round, then I would say, all right, she's going.
Right.
But if live rounds are not supposed to be on the set.
At all.
Period.
Did the defense attorney even ask that question?
Yeah, he tried.
And
he tried. And this morning they interviewed him on Good Morning America, listeners, and he said that he said that based on how he saw this jury act, he thinks that Alec Baldwin should be worried because the jurors, in his opinion, are not following the law, and they actually have to appeal it because there was too much. In fact, the gentleman who that sold the weapons, I mean, sold the armor, the bullets, he got immunity. Mm. Why would you give immunity to the person selling?
That has the bullets.
Like, why?
To be honest with you,
it sounds like it was a mistake because I don't think they maliciously, but I think they were changing, you know, rounds and they shipped the wrong box and the box had a live one in there and he was trying to save himself from going to prison. Right. And then his person, his supervisor that he sent, she called him immediately after the shooting and was dialing like dollar prayer. And then she talked to him. Was like, what'd you tell him? Like dollar prayer, honey. And then she speaks to him and then she texts him emergency. And then all of a sudden she got immunity.
That's crazy.
So you giving the two people that are responsible for the bullets. And then you convict this young lady and sentence her to 18 months. And then the impact. I don't understand. I understand listeners' victim impact statements. It's to give people a chance to get what they consider closure. Mm-hmm. You don't get closure from death. I can tell you that right now. I've lost family members. You don't get closure from death. You learn how to cope in life. That's how you do. Mm-hmm. You understand? And you use their memories and the good memories and all those things to keep you from breaking down and losing your mind as it pertains to the loss.
Right.
But these people were just reading and reading and reading. And then when I saw Gloria Allred represents.
You know, she a CIA agent.
Let me tell you something. She represented the family for the deceased, and they were out of the country. And I'm like, how did she get that contract? These people were translating. They don't even speak English. Mm. There was a translated video that was played in court. Then they played a video collage of photographs and a song. It was like a funeral. And I was like,
this is a little biased.
What judge allows? And I mean, I know she's already convicted by a jury, but I would not allow a video like when you go and you hear Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You and all you seeing is
Whitney Houston
pictures of and you're the judge. This is a judge.
It plays that effect on your rulings, too.
That's my point. And that's why you sentenced her to 18 months, because you're a human. And psychologically, if you watch all that stuff and you don't stick
somebody cared about her.
Hello?
Right.
And now, instead of going by the evidence that was presented in the trial, because that's
what he asked for, directed verdict?
He asked for everything. It just wasn't coming. So that's why when the defendant, got up and started saying, the media has portrayed me as this evil monster and I'm a human being and I have family members that love me too. People started saying, oh, it's not about you and you can't show.
It is about me. This is my life.
He was like, you're talking about putting me away in prison and now you're talking about not about me? Is this sentencing hearing not about sentencing me?
Am I supposed to feel bad?
I don't understand it. Well, I'm saying to you.
I feel bad that she got murked, but.
But it's an accident.
Why?
It's an accident. And you villainized me, and now people are saying mean things about me. People are wanting to attack me. People want to kill me. My life is in jeopardy. Although you're about to sentence me to 18 months, it's not 18.
Casey Anthony got off.
Sure did. So I don't agree with the.
But all Casey did was just a premature abortion. That's, you know, just after.
No, it wasn't premature. It's post-mature.
Post-mature.
That's a post-mature.
Postpartum.
Okay, in the pool.
Postpartum.
But that's completely legal.
Postpartum abortion.
Postpartum. She is psycho. All right. So the Supreme Court of Idaho, Supreme Court of the United States, told Idaho, do what you need to do. But when your case is ripe, then you can come up. All right, listeners, what are we talking about? The state of Idaho passed an extremely restrictive law regarding sex change for minor children. That includes injections and surgeries and all kinds of hormone, puberty blockers.
Years in prison.
And doctors can be sentenced to felonies if they are engaged in that kind of medical care. And the emergency application for an injunction was filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, we're not touching it. All right, so here's the deal. First of all, it's a temporary enforcement of the rule. Because cases are pending in the lower court in Idaho, the Supreme Court said, we'll wait. Because after those cases have gone through the due process, then it will eventually make its way to the Supreme Court. Maybe. Because remember, even after a Supreme Court has made a final decision, if you ask the U.S. Supreme Court to hear by writ of mandamus, they could say, petition for writ of mandamus, they could say no. No. Petition for writ of certiorari. No.
Nah.
No. No.
So they didn't even petition to the Supreme Court of the state. They went all the way to the
They went straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. But I blame the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, wait. This is about to say. How are you going to make this about Trump? Let's go.
Okay. So I blame the Supreme Court for taking all these cases on an emergency. Oh, we'll hear that. We'll hear that. We'll hear that. And they sent the wrong message to the rest of the states. And now lawyers think I could just file a petition. Oh, so you just going to drink to that? Wow. Okay. All right.
Is it my turn yet?
So I disagree.
You disagree with what?
Okay, so first of
all.
I disagree with a lot. I don't disagree with controlling the laws in their state. Okay?
I love how you thread that needle.
I don't disagree with democracy. But I do, listeners, disagree with hypocrisy.
I do disagree with Trump.
Boom, ching. I'm just going to go ahead and do the punchline.
Do it, honey.
Look, it's the hypocrisy across this country. This is Idaho, the same state that blocked the changing of a law that would not allow a minor 13-year-old to marry. So the 13-year-old can marry in Idaho, but the 13-year-old cannot say, can I get an injection to block? Now, listeners.
Well, maybe once a 13-year-old gets married, then they can make that decision.
No, they cannot. This law says you're going to jail, felon.
Well, no, they're not a child.
This is not just for adults. This is for the doctor's going to jail.
No,
the doctor's an adult.
This is only for kids.
No, what I'm saying is the penalty is you're going to jail if you are a doctor that does the procedure.
Kids. If you're a doctor that does the procedure, you're going to jail. No, but if you're a doctor that marries the 13-year-old, you're not going to jail.
That's correct.
Wait, no. So this ban is for kids. It's not for adults.
So at 13, I'm not a kid? Oh, because you let me marry, I'm not a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
What you got to do is perform a marriage ceremony.
Right. The marriage has to
not
happen.
Not a hormone therapy.
I guess when you get married, you're like, emancipated from your parents. So then you're an adult, and then you can have the surgery.
Wow.
There you go. It's crazy.
That's mental gymnastics. It's crazy. And I can't do it.
That's how that works.
I don't know.
I don't think that's how that works either.
Sadly, the disgusting fact that it might actually be the husband that'll be in charge. Ugh.
Oh, that is sad.
Disgusting.
That is sad. Oh, okay. So, Idaho, we.
Okay.
Your name alone says a lot.
Idaho. Idaho. No, you the hoe. So, the cases that were,
Fast-tracked.
I think they needed to be decided immediately. Like the Colorado case had to be decided immediately because you had an election and people were on the ballot. So it needed to be done immediately because it was a short time frame. So I don't think that was an issue. The case about whether or not criminal charges can be pressed against the executive branch. I mean,
they haven't decided that yet.
That one's they're gonna hear arguments in June, I think.
It's possible to hear it this year, but my problem is
they're gonna hear the arguments in June, but they're not gonna make a decision till later on.
Well, see, you have to be careful.
That was one that got fast tracked, right?
You got to be careful. If you start fast tracking, for one, You gotta start.
But it's the executive. It's the executive branch, right?
Well, it doesn't really matter because
well, let me tell you why it matters. Because, in my opinion, as a non-lawyer with non-legal advice,
but facts, not in evidence,
right? Facts that are in evidence. I'm a non-lawyer with a non-legal opinion who can't give out legal advice. Those are that clear, must be, right? With that being said, is that if he can be charged with criminal, you know, he can be charged as a criminal, and he is charged as a criminal, he's going to have to serve time in jail. So it's no point of being for even running for office because you're going to have to serve time in jail. Like you're going to be in Georgia prison running the presidency. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is that if he is, if they can't charge him, then all this stuff that they're doing that can cause him to get criminal charges can just dead. It could just stop because it's no point of wasting money.
Well, I think the problem is he's got so many different criminal issues going on at the same time. So you have state laws regarding campaign funding, mm-hmm. and those laws have been in place since the devil was a little boy. Now he's growing. Mm-hmm. All right. And they're not just in place in one state. They're in place in many states. And the sad part about it is people who violate those laws are actually getting prosecuted across the country. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to jail and doing time. And they're actually not allowed to take the office for which they were seeking associated with their crimes as it pertains to campaign funding.
Right.
Right? So when we say as a society, wait, if you're running for mayor and you misuse campaign funds to run for mayor, we don't think so long as you are running for mayor that you should be prosecuted because now you're taking the right away from the voters in that state or in that jurisdiction from selecting who they really want as mayor.
But that.
So what we're going to do is we're going to ignore the fact that you have misused your campaign funds and go ahead and let you run for mayor.
Well, maybe that one is... That one won't apply. Maybe that one is grandfathered in.
That's no. My thing is, I don't see how the Supreme Court can say
that one.
The
applies.
State of New York cannot prosecute for campaign
that
misuse.
Happened prior to him being. But there are
you
crimes,
were not in office, but sir.
There were crimes that he said that he did when he was in office.
Right, but that's not the New York trial. The New York trial.
I understand that. So the thing is that if they say that. Crimes that he committed while in office. Crimes that he committed. Crimes that he's
allegedly because he's not convicted
right.
yet.
Crimes that he allegedly committed while in office right. cannot be prosecuted. Then all of those cases that have to do about what happened in office disappear. And then the cases that are left are the ones that when he wasn't in office. Because it's an executive branch, you know what I'm saying?
Right, if he's criminally convicted, I don't think it matters whether your other ones are okay, so say, for example, Florida charges you, you get not guilty in Florida, but New York is going to convict you and you're going to New York prison. You're still going to prison.
I understand that, but...
So even if I dismiss, even if, let's say, for example,
if he
all
has
your...
Listen, the police have immunity. The prosecutor has...
Wait a minute. Let me do that.
The prosecutor has absolute immunity. So if
Wait a minute.
If there's some type of immunity in the executive...
Let me break it to you.
Can I just finish this right quick?
Okay.
If the argument is that there's some type of immunity in the executive office, we need to figure out, thread that needle and figure out what that looks like because those alleged crimes in office, if they fall under that umbrella, it's no point of prosecuting them. Let them go.
So let me break it to you. Uh-huh. Not gently. There are thousands of cases out there for those who want to read that say you do not have unbridled immunity.
I'm talking for the executive branch.
No branch.
Of the presidency.
No. Okay. No man. Have you ever heard this term? No man is above the law. Here's where people get it confused.
Lies.
Well, some rich people are above the law.
Casey Anthony. She poe.
No, she wasn't above the law because she got prosecuted. Now, what the jurors do, what the jurors do is a whole different ballgame.
She still was
but
above
the prosecutor
law.
Did their job, and they brought the case, and law enforcement did their job, and they showed up
everybody
and testified.
Everybody did their job.
If the juror says, sorry, then we have to say, the system works even when we don't get the outcome we want. Either correct. The system work or it don't work. But it can't work when you win and it's rigged when you
lose. It's always rigged. You just never know. It's like when you drop the ball in that one machine and just be like this. That's the judicial system.
Not that ball. It's the one where you go down in a little crane and you try to pick up the teddy bear and it's
that is what. It's the one where you.
That's one where you always lose.
That one right there.
It's the one where
it's like, how is it gonna pick up a bear that's 30 pounds?
Right, it barely touches. It's the foosball. It's the one where you hit the sides like this, and it'd be like. That's what the justice.
The claw machine is just a petting machine.
Hey, that is. That's wicked.
It should
be illegal.
Look, it's like bingo. Bingo, guilty. Wait.
That should be illegal.
Recycle the same cards.
Okay, so let me explain. You don't have unbridled immunity, first of all. No man is above the law. Second of all, in fact, that should have been first of all. And then the second of all is you don't have unbridled immunity. There's official immunity. There is quasi-immunity.
Don't the prosecutors have absolute immunity?
No, ma'am. There's no such thing
as
absolute immunity.
They be seeming like they do.
Ask the prosecutor.
They be doing some egregious stuff.
Listen to me. Ask the prosecutor in the Maude Aubrey case who is facing criminal charges for not bringing charges against those men that gunned down Maude Aubrey. Okay. Don't forget her. She thought she had unbridled immunity until she realized she had an oath of office and she was not allowed to engage in certain criminal acts. Okay? So there is exceptions because I have a situation right now, listeners, where law enforcement violated my client's constitutional rights. And the attorney chassés into the courtroom and says to the judge, Your Honor, my client's law enforcement, so he has immunity. And the judge is like, this is federal court. Have you read the case of Cameron? What? Cameron. The Supreme Court of Georgia has said, you don't have unbridled immunity if I could prove malice. So here's what your client don't get to do. I'm law enforcement. I have immunity. So I'm going to go to that house, and I'm going to antagonize those people. And I'm going to torture those people, and then I'm going to go ahead and arrest them after I've antagonized them and tortured them, or I'm going to go get a warrant for their arrest. You can't turn around and say, I have
Your
immunity.
Your Honor.
But I have immunity.
You should be prosecuted while you over here.
And they are. So that's my point. That's my point.
Wait a minute.
How many minutes you want to do?
You telling me that this case that you had that was in federal court, that police officer is being prosecuted and she's talking about he has immunity.
He is on the run and he.
The police officer is on the run?
He cannot be found. Okay.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Is there a warrant out for his arrest?
Listen to me. He is on the run. And the lawyer, he is going to get his case handed to him because there's no such thing as absolute.
So how the lawyer.
Think about if you gave somebody absolute immunity, what they would do.
Wait, how is the lawyer representing him?
Because.
Is this a 1983?
No, he's representing the other ones that didn't run. He's representing the other ones that didn't run. But it is a 1983. It's
right.
42 USC 1983, listeners. That's what we're talking about. Federal statute. Don't violate people's constitutional rights. Fourth Amendment rights. 14th Amendment rights. Excessive force. You can't do those things. You can't violate people's rights and then get up and say, I have immunity,
but wait,
madam.
Are these severed cases? Are these all one?
No, everybody's together.
Everybody
come
together
to the party. I have one party. Everybody's invited.
So one of them's on the run.
One is on the run. I don't think we're going to find him, though, because he's good at hiding. He's good at hiding.
They been charged, though?
Oh, you talking about criminally charged?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. He's just avoiding service.
Yeah, he's running all over.
Did he quit his job?
Because he's the ringleader, to be honest with you. He is the one that we would want to arrest.
Did he quit his job?
Yeah, he's gone.
Do you know that's making him look even worse?
Trust me, he's gone. He is gone.
Yeah. Your Honor. Heavenly Father, please. Please.
You cannot get on a jury.
Like, you already guilty to me. If you're on the run, you already guilty. If we can't find you, you quit your job, you already guilty to me. Please, Heavenly Father, let me. You know
you
what?
You cannot.
Our Heavenly Father, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Including jury duty?
Yes. Let it be in your will. Let me.
What is wrong with you?
I want to be on a, because I want to let justice reign. Let it.
Yeah, please don't let it rain. Don't let it rain.
Let it.
Don't let it rain.
Open.
Oh my, listen.
Of justice.
I know y'all got to get
let
some.
Let it.
I know they got to get some rest. Listeners.
Open the floodgates of justice.
I'm going to end the torture. I'm going to end the torture.
Open the floodgates of justice.
I'm going to open the floodgates and close the show.
Open the flood. Wait. Do they want to know my questions?
No, they don't want to know your questions.
I think you're lying.
They do not.
No, they pretty much just talked about there's 44 locations of cookout, and there's one on Ponce de Leon Avenue. And
Ponce is the hood.
No, it's not.
You it work is. You I work there.
That's not the hood. Stop lying.
Tell that to the bums and homeless.
I've been down there.
Moreland Avenue, Northside.
Hood. Drive. Hood. All of these
Northside Drive is not a hood?
Yes, it is. It's the hood.
Is these it are Northside Drive in Buckhead?
Northside Drive is in Midtown. The Midtown is the hood. I don't care what nobody say.
You're
I
just
work
saying
there.
That because black people go there.
No,
I'm saying this show.
You're just saying that it's not the hood because white people live there. It's the hood.
It's not the hood.
I wouldn't raise my kids there.
The cookout restaurant.
It's hood.
All of them in the hood?
All of them.
Liar.
No.
In the hood.
There's one right
Liar.
In the corner.
There's one around the corner from my house.
Hey, this studio is not in the hood, okay?
It might just be the hood.
But fun fact about Atlanta, like, you can't really...
Atlanta don't have no hood.
You can't really be in the hood.
Because the million-dollar house is around the corner.
That ain't no lies,
there ain't no...
It's no lies,
Atlanta.
And that's why your house be like $89,000 in a million-dollar house next door.
1.5.
Causing your taxes to be ridiculous.
There's no such thing as like an east side.
No, you don't have that. No, it's not a north side, south side. No, not in Atlanta. That perimeter
is... Are you trying
to
disrespect Detroit? Because I see what you're doing.
No.
Because there's
an east side and a south side?
There's an east side in Detroit.
Oh.
And according to Journey song, south side of Detroit. Ain't no south side of Detroit,
that's the
sir.
Bad side?
It's only an east side and a west side.
Oh.
But when he said in the song.
Well, maybe
Journey,
he didn't want to insult the east side. So
maybe.
So he made up a side.
He definitely made up. Because I'm like, sir, there's no south side of Detroit.
He said, I had to made up a side. Southern, I don't want to offend anyone. So.
Southwest side.
There is a southwest. There's southwest Detroit.
Can we close the show?
North-south.
Listeners.
Not a north-south. There's not a north-south.
OMG.
It's like, where is that?
I'm just going to tell them. Find us on Spotify.
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple.
And Google Podcasts.
Google us.
Don't forget, listeners, to look for our videos every Wednesday where we push them out. Tonight was Black and White. Hope you got your edutainment tonight. And before we close the show, as we always say here on Diva Court, we'll drink to that.
South side of Detroit.
Southwest, crazy. He said.
It's a southwest side and a southeast side.
I said north-south side.
There's no north-south side. It's like, where is that? Is that close to 8 Mile?
North-south side.
It's west-east side.
Shut up.
We got to drink to that.